Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your closing bell for September 16th, 2024. Some mortgage rates dropped a little bit more. We're this close to hitting the 5% range. So what's going to happen this week? Well, the Federal Reserve's coming out on Wednesday, and they're going to tell us what they're going to do. So within 48 hours, we're going to basically know what the Federal Reserve does. So after that, then what? Rates get cut, then it's all over, right? No. That is just the start of a series of rate cuts that the Federal Reserve is supposed to conduct. And we're seeing that right through here. There's over 10 rate cuts expected from now to this time next year. So you could see that right through here. So what I want to talk about today is let's talk about what the Federal Reserve is going to come out and do on Wednesday. And then once they cut, what happens? That's what a lot of people just don't understand. They're like, okay, they're going to cut rates, and then mortgage rates are going to come down, and that's going to come down, and then what? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's broadcast. So here's what mortgage rates are. Let's get over to the economic calendar. There's nothing today, but tomorrow there's some core retail sales coming in and retail sales in general. This is the last report. Then on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve is going to come out and tell us what exactly they're going to do. So without further ado, let's get over to this take right through here. Here's an interview from a young man that's talking about, even if the Federal Reserve cuts rates and continues to cut, how far down will mortgage rates go? That's the one question that everybody has. So let's take this interview. Let's take it for what it's worth. And then when we come back, I'm going to put in layman's terms for you and show you basically behind the scenes how all this is transpiring. So let's get to the interview and we'll be right back.
Our next guest is not expecting mortgage rates to decline too much further when the Fed makes its announcement, but says activity is picking up in new homes. Joining us this morning, Zelman & Associates Managing Director Alan Radner. Alan, great to have you. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
So why wouldn't an announced Fed cut have even more oomph when it comes to lowering mortgage rates?
Well, as we've seen really since June, when mortgage rates peaked in the mid 7% range, you know, the bond market's anticipating a Fed rate cut cycle. I know there's a lot of debate whether it's going to be 25 basis points or 50 basis points, and I don't have a view that's any better than anybody else at this point. But the mortgage market's already pricing in a Fed easing cycle. We've seen mortgage rates already pull back roughly 100 basis points from the highs. So the Fed simply...
Okay, so here's what we're saying. Let's go back to where the rates are. We're going to go to the 30-year fixed rate. So let's go through here. Here's where the rates have been since last year at this time. Okay, so let's screen back. He should have made a good point saying last October. Last October rates, we saw rates at the highest level that we saw in 40 years. And they peaked out at 8%. Okay, the Federal Reserve has done nothing since then. They actually, you know, might have raised rates from since then, but they haven't reduced rates from there. So how did rates go from 8, the Federal Reserve did nothing, to where they are today at like 6.1? So that's what we're trying to explain to you guys. See, again, Fed didn't do anything, but rates went down. So now once they do something, what the heck's going to happen? Well, let's get his take on it.
Announcing this week, you know, however much they're going to cut, that shouldn't have too much of an impact, I would think, on the mortgage market. Over time, you know, we do expect to see rates gradually decline as inflation hopefully remains tame. But in the near term, I wouldn't expect much movement.
Do you think we can rely on a five handle for most of next year? And would that be some kind of solution to this lock-in effect we've seen?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what the forward rate curve is telling us, that we should kind of dip into the high fives at some point over the next year. And we do think that that will help to unlock some activity, especially in the resale market. Interestingly, in the new home market, where builders are already buying down mortgage rates to the fives, and even in some cases the fours, we're seeing pretty solid activity already.
So what about the supply issue? Clearly, I mean, that's why people say that the higher rates didn't have as much of an impact on the way up, and lower rates might not have an impact on the way down, because it's just messing up the whole affordability equation. Where are we on new supply, and when we can get closer to balance and closer to more affordable levels?
So supply is increasing. It's increasing in the resale market. It's increasing in the new home market. It's still at fairly modest levels overall. But what we're seeing is in the markets where resale inventory has risen the most off of the bottom. So think of markets in Florida, parts of Texas. What we're kind of seeing there is you're starting to see a little bit of improved activity on the sales side, but pricing power has really moderated. So pricing is more flattish, maybe even dipping a little bit lower. So that's kind of what we expect to see on a more national level as inventories rise, as you see some of this inventory getting unlocked as rates move down. We do think that activity and transaction volumes will improve, but we're expecting a pretty tepid environment from a pricing perspective, because as you mentioned, affordability is still the biggest burden right now.
Speaking of prices coming down, I know you delve into various individual markets, but Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, right? All these tech.
These are the poster children of the crash. Let's hear what he has to say about it. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a tidbit on this. I haven't seen this part of this video, so you're going to see my reactions as they come up, because I didn't see this part of the video. So let's see what he has to say about those areas.
Texas markets. What do you think is happening there regarding supply and demand? That, I mean, how much of the rest of the nation needs to be paying attention to that?
So, you know, those are markets where resale inventory has begun to rise. And a lot of the increase, frankly, is just homes sitting on the market a little bit longer, as opposed to new listings accelerating at a very dramatic rate. But, you know, I think every market is a little bit different. I was in Dallas about a month ago, and one thing we heard from a lot of builders there is that, you know, the job growth has slowed there, and they feel like that's what's having more of an impact on activity. Whereas in Austin, maybe it's a function of more inventory rising from people that bought second homes or might have been working remotely during COVID that are now perhaps going back to the office. So, you know, there's a little bit of a digestion period going on there. Texas is still a market that has very solid population growth. Builders are very bullish on the market longer term. But I think anytime you see a fairly rapid rise in inventory, even if it's coming off of low levels, there's more of a digestion period, and I think pricing is ultimately the lever.
So you got it right there. So I can't say anything about the Austin area or some of those areas. I don't know. We're not getting any applications really from the Austin area, but the rest of Texas, we're getting a lot of applications from there, New York, the northeastern panhandle up through that section through there, and the middle of the country is still really good right now on affordability. So you still have Austin as that poster child of are they crashing or not they going to crash? People keep saying the Austin market is going to crash. I haven't seen it yet. So we're watching for that. And even he said, you know, that the dynamics in the Austin market, there's a lot of jobs. And if you have the jobs and you build, it'll eventually, the equilibrium will pop in place at that section. So one section where the government shouldn't be getting involved, especially Elizabeth Warren. Isn't she the one always saying you shouldn't be meddling and all that other stuff? Well, now she's asking Powell to decrease rates by 75 basis points. That's coming right from the Senator Warren platform. They actually sent a letter to the Federal Reserve asking them to cut rates 75 basis points. So she's one of those ones that doesn't really like meddling. So don't meddle. Okay, that's all I'll say on that take. Let's get over to the overall equity markets. We hate to see the Dow Jones hitting yet another record high up there. S&P 500 inches closer to a record high. So we have Dow Jones hitting a record high, S&P 500 at a record high. NASDAQ come off a little bit, but everything else right up through there is doing quite well. Cryptocurrencies is taking a hit right now. It's so volatile. If you get into that market, you just got to be comfortable with the ups and downs. Oil's probably up as well, but oh, it teetered at $70 a barrel. So we're going to focus in on that. Oil prices climb on hurricane impact. So we're going to pay close attention to that because that could push up the inflation numbers. If you look at the last inflation numbers, energy was quite a surprise on the downside of things. So that was fantastic there. So let's recoup everything going on. The CME Fed Watch tool has 10 rate cuts. Yes, 10 rate cuts coming in between now and next year at this time. Don't know if I'm that aggressive. Economic calendar, basically nothing today. Retail sales report out tomorrow, and then the Fed on Wednesday. And what's expected from the Fed? Well, what's expected from the Fed right now is kind of a mixed bag. A lot of people are predicting a 25 basis point cut. I'm saying they should do 25 and just let the data provide us with the data, you know, as it comes down and down and down, and all the data, okay? But they have to really keep an eye out on the jobs numbers. So, guys, when you guys post comments down below, here's what I'd like you to think of before you post. When we talk on this channel, we talk about the whole country. It's not a little bubble of a city or a town. We talk about the whole country. So I'd love your take down there. The area that you live in, what's it doing? Are you seeing prices go up? If so, you know, give us an idea. You know, a little bit, a lot, a little, you know, quite a bit. Are they going down? Are they going down a little bit? Are they stagnant? Are they crashing? I'd love to know down there if there's any markets that you're in that are crashing. And I consider crashing like a 30% drop. Okay, not, you know, a little hiccup in the markets or so forth. So love your take down there because we're working on what our broadcast is going to be on Wednesday. We have a live event every Wednesday. We're trying to get your what's your feel for this Wednesday? What would you like the live event to be about? List those down in the comments down below. We're going to take all those into consideration. We have Wednesday's live event because the whole goal there is to answer the questions that you guys have when it comes to buying your first house, maybe buying an investment property, refinancing, reverse mortgages. We're here to answer all those questions for you. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking to refinance or buy, I should be able to help you because I'm licensed in every state. So if you're looking to buy that first house, check out the Grant Finder right up through there. But if you want to put in an application or at least kind of just talk to us and see, does it make sense? Does it make sense? Can you qualify? Does it make sense to refinance? Does it make sense to build consolidation? These are all things we can help you kind of maneuver through. So that's how you can reach us, or you can scroll down to the bottom of our website and you're going to find our information how to reach us directly. That's 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly. And yes, it's coming directly to me at dan@theRateUpdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Don't forget to reply down below. Need to know where you are and what your market's doing. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.